Hello, Luke. Are you there?
I am here.
All right. You're a big, big Eclipse guy. How's your Eclipse day?
I've been stuck inside an arena. I'm up at the BioSteel camp at St. Mike's.
Oh.
So I haven't got to burn my eyes out yet.
Okay, you shouldn't do that. Who is there anybody interesting at this BioSteel camp?
Yeah, one of my favorite guys in the NHL to talk to is Josh Hosang, and I got to catch up with him for a bit and poke his brain on the John Tavares situation, among other things. Josh is great because he doesn't give cliches, and he had an interesting quote, and I tweeted it out, and already the Islanders fans are on him a bit because he said, you know, it doesn't matter where Tavares ends up as long as he's happy. And, you know, some people misconstrue that to mean that Hosang doesn't care if Tavares is on the team, but he's more like, this is a friend of mine. It's an important decision that he's about to make. You know, it's probably going to be for 7 or 8 years of his life, and he wants his friend to be happy, and that's a personal decision for John Tavares. So he's just basically saying, you know, he wants the person to be satisfied with the decision. And Josh Hosang, like most players, realized that this is making Islanders fans nervous, and rightfully so, because there's nothing on paper yet.
Yeah, I just hope that you're happy. Sounds like something you'd hear on a after school special, like somebody on like Degrassi tells their girlfriend as they break up. It doesn't really happen in real life. Nobody actually just hopes that the other person's happy. You want to be happy. I want to be happy. Like, I want the other person to be happy too. But like, there's no point in going through life if you're miserable and everybody else is happy. That would be a pretty lousy way to go through life, don't you think?
I think so. I think really Tavares is going to be happy because the number on his contract is going to be ridiculous. I would think he might be second right behind Connor McDavid when that deal gets done. Just because he's in his prime, center, can play both sides of the puck, incredible leader, and he's driven. The guy wants to win cups, and I think that really is, you know, a lot of guys say that, but I really think that is going to be the determining factor here. Does he truly believe that the New York Islanders can win at least one cup or more? If he thinks they're really a true contender, then I think he would like to stay. But if he thinks things are shaky there, you know, the GM, Garth Snow, has to be on the hot seat. He's already burned through two head coaches. He's made some questionable signings. I'm thinking of Andrew Ladd, especially last summer.
Yeah.
And they're doing everything in their power to try and make Tavares happy. He likes Doug Weight, so they kept him as head coach. He's good buddies with Jordan Eberle, so he's going to play on Tavares' right side, and hopefully they can spark some great chemistry there. So it's kind of interesting that he's letting it play out. Because imagine if you're a Habs fan and Carey Price came out and said that he was in no rush to sign. It would make them nervous.
Yeah, and it's, we all know what the number is going to be, right? Like, there's no negotiating happening here, I suppose. Like, I mean, I guess there could be a little bit of wiggle room. He's probably getting at least 11. Is he getting the 12.5 that McDavid's getting? But he's getting the longest term possible. It seems unlikely that we're talking about dollars and cents, right?
I don't think this is about dollars and cents at all. Yeah, no, it's eight-year term. And if he goes somewhere else, the most another team could give him is 7 years on July 1. And yeah, I don't think this is about nickel and diming over, you know, $500,000 one way or another. I think this is really about, is this team a contender? And then there's also the factor of the arena, which is up in the air. I think he wants stability.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Tavares has a good relationship with the new ownership group there, good relationship with coaching and management. The lines of communication are opening. He's told me that he talks to them fairly frequently. But he wants security. He wants to believe that this is a place, a team that can go places. And the Islanders are in a really tough spot. If they lose Tavares, where do they go from there? Like, are you talking a complete rebuild? And I think this is very unlike Tampa a summer ago, where they could kind of afford to lose Stamkos and still field a decent team. Mm-hmm. If Tavares goes, the Islanders could be in shambles pretty quickly.
Okay, so where do the Leafs fit in, right? That's what we want to know.
That's the hot rumor.
Oh, my. We did this a year ago, right? And I think, hey, the Stamkos thing, it was legit. And I think he was damn close to becoming a Maple Leaf. But for whatever, his own reasons, he decided to stay in Tampa for a less than we thought. We thought that was a deal that was already on the table that he had rejected, but no, he returned to Tampa. But I don't think it was unreasonable for people in Toronto to have speculated about him wanting to become a Toronto Maple Leaf. I think it was really close to happening. I don't know how close it is in John Tavares's world, but it seems hard to imagine the numbers. Like, I know you got another story up on sportsnet.ca about the Leafs being able to fit those three good young forwards all under the salary cap. How do you fit John Tavares in there?
Oh, you don't. No, like, I mean,
yeah.
I think, you know, the Leafs are a very thorough organization, and that, you know, the rumor that, or the idea, the suggestion of how it could work would be Tavares signs for 1 year. And that would so that year would occur before the Leafs have to pay out the big bucks.
Is anybody
Matthew Marner and Nylander?
Is that just one person saying that, or is that like you've heard that before?
I've only seen one on the network that shall not be named.
Yeah, we all know the report you're talking about, right? Like, and listen, all the credit to that person for doing that. I wish I'd come up with it, but that's like, why is John Tavares doing that?
Well, it's a creative idea, and I think the Leafs would be into it. Yeah, I don't see John Tavares doing that for a number of reasons. This guy's a very practical, very loyal guy. I think it's Islanders or it's another team for a long time. It's not he's not an assassin type guy a gun for hire where you get him for 1 year and then he takes his chances elsewhere. I think he's going to make his decision and stick to his decision, and it's going to be long term. The other thing is the guy's had a couple, you know, leg injuries. He had one in the Olympics. He finished this season on the sideline. So you don't want to fool around with 1 year. This is his chance to get financial security for him and his family for a lifetime, basically. So I don't think he fools around with something like that. It's a creative idea, and it's an interesting suggestion. And this is the type of thing that's going to happen for the next few months if he remains unsigned, is people coming up with, oh, how about this? Or how about this? But I don't think he really fits in with the Leafs. And that's just, you know, this falls under Toronto as center of the hockey universe type of talk. You know, I think Montreal would love to have him. I think, you know, Columbus, Pittsburgh, these are teams that are real contenders looking for a center. And I think what we'll find is interesting, if the Islanders fall out of the playoff picture, and I think they're a bubble team, there's mm-hmm. a lot of powers in that Metropolitan Division. If the Islanders fall out of the playoff picture and management feels that Tavares is going to walk, I think we could see a trade. Now, those are a couple of a big ifs, but at that point, I could see him going somewhere as a rental just because he wants to win a cup. But I do not see him signing a one-year deal.
Okay. And then in that scenario, that team could be the Toronto Maple Leafs, right?
That it could. And someone else suggested to me, this is just, you know, fun hockey talk, Joe Thornton. What if the San Jose Sharks are not
how many centers do you need?
Well, I'm just saying, well, they need one more. One more couldn't hurt,
yeah.
Right? So it's just fun to throw these ideas at the wall. But there's other teams that would definitely be in those conversations as well. And I think Montreal would be the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, some people have suggested that they'd be a great fit for Tavares. Certainly the tax situation is great there, and he's buddies with Stamkos. And they're, you know, much more closer to contending for a cup than the Leafs, I think, in my mind. So there are teams that will be interested for him as a rental if the Islanders are well out of the playoff picture and if they don't think they can keep him beyond this year.
Talking to Luke Fox. Okay, so that's not likely to happen unless, hey, yeah, you're right. The trade deadline thing could be a possibility. That would be a whole lot of fun.
It would
make that broadcast, that whatever 23-hour broadcast that we have on trade deadline day, that would make it a whole lot more interesting. Okay, so it's not likely to happen, but I mentioned the other story you wrote on sportsnet.ca and crunching the numbers about the Leafs signing their three really good young forwards. There's positive news in that regard, and you made it work.
I made it work because it seemed right after Dreisaitl signed that the conversation was around how much do you pay your two best players? And then it was like, wait, the Leafs have three young players they need to pay in Matthews, Marner, and Nylander. That's too many. It can't work. But when you look at it, there's a lot of money coming off the books at the end of this year. Tyler Bozak and James Van Riemsdyk. At this point, I'd be shocked if they stay in Toronto, not because they're not liked. I think they have been good pros, and I think their stock has increased with that team. it just financially, it doesn't make sense unless they take massive discounts. And this is JVR's time to knock a contract out of the park, you know, like a Radulov. He's going to be the most prized winger, I think, on the open market next summer. So this is his chance to strike it rich. And Bozak too, you know, a lot of people panned his contract, but he's a decent centerman in this league and he'll have interest elsewhere. So I think the Leafs will have to move on from those guys. Maybe they move on from Leo Komarov as well. His contract's up. So those are three big contracts coming off the books. Lupul's coming off the books. So there will be money freed up. And I think we have to look back at the really smart signings of Kadri and Riley. When you look back at the deals they agreed to long-term for reasonable rates, that's going to provide the Leafs with enough money that they will be able to keep Nylander, Marner, and Matthews, and I'll give them pretty healthy raises. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Before I let you go, too early or not early enough to start freaking out about Ron Hainsey and Morgan Riley playing together?
You don't have to freak out.
If we're freaking out.
I mean, I think in a perfect world, yes, Mike Babcock would have loved to have found his right shot defenseman. You know, they tried to make that Travis Hamonic, and they got outbid by the Calgary Flames. They weren't aggressive enough. So for now, it's going to be Hainsey and Riley. And I think what this will do is open up a little more room for Riley to wheel. He really did not produce a lot points wise. He was responsible. He got more responsible in his own zone, but he didn't have the point contributions last season as he did in previous years. And Hainsey's such a stay at home guy that I think this will give Riley a little more permission to run and gun a bit, and I think he'll have some fun. And Hainsey is capable of playing his offside, which is what he'll be forced to do. So it's not a dream scenario, but I think what we will see is a little bit of a bounce back from Morgan Riley in terms of offensive production and jumping up in the rush.
Luke, attaboy, way to create some content. We got a couple of more months of like digging stuff up because the Jays are becoming irrelevant. Get on it. Write something else soon.
All right.
Thanks, Luke.
Okay, thank you.